From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Officials at a West Virginia coal mine say rescue workers are making progress toward the end of the shaft where 13 miners may be trapped. The president of the company that owns the mine, Ben Hatfield, told reporters this evening that it could take rescuers up to 5 more hours to reach the shaft's end.
We're now within something between 1,000 and 2,000 feet of where we believe the miners are most likely located. So there's been tremendous progress made since our last update.
But Hatfield also said that with each hour that passes, the likelihood of a successful outcome diminishes. The 13 miners were trapped yesterday morning after an explosion, the cause of which has not yet been determined. Lobbyist Jack Abramoff pleaded guilty today to conspiracy, mail fraud, and tax evasion charges as the government investigates alleged influence peddling that could involve prominent members of Congress. The length of Abramoff's prison term will depend in part on how well he cooperates with the government. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
Abramoff admitted to providing campaign contributions, trips, and gifts to members of Congress in exchange for official acts. He also admitted to defrauding his own clients, including Indian tribes, misusing charities for personal gain, and evading taxes on ill-gotten income. Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Mark Everson responded sharply after Abramoff's court appearance.
The mixing of politics, money, and charities, simply stated, is a bad cocktail.
Abramoff is to pay $1.7 million to the IRS in taxes he evaded, plus an estimated $25 million in restitution. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Egypt says it will deport at least 600 Sudanese refugees and migrants back to Sudan. The announcement comes 4 days after Egyptian riot police killed at least 26 migrants as they broke up a squatters' camp in a Cairo neighborhood. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The deportation announcement caught the United Nations Refugee Agency by surprise. A spokesperson said they were trying to confirm the deportations, which Egypt's foreign ministry said would include illegal migrants and refugees who broke Egyptian law. The UN spokesperson, Astrid van Genderen Stort, said in general, refugees who violate the host country's law should be afforded due process and given a chance to defend themselves. At a Cairo church, sisters tended to some of the wounded from Friday's police action, and church leaders sought to find food and shelter for the Sudanese, many of whom said they were afraid to leave the church grounds for fear of being beaten again. Egypt insists it acted with restraint to resolve a public health and safety crisis, but human rights groups say a criminal investigation is needed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
The threat of grass fires is still hanging over the Southwest. Texas is under a red flag warning because of warm, dry weather and strong winds. Hundreds of thousands of acres have burned in Texas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Wall Street today, the Dow gained almost 130 points. The Nasdaq gained about 38. The S&P gained 20. This is NPR. The United States is warning Iran not to follow through with its announcement that it will resume nuclear fuel research and development next week. Tehran's announcement today raises the possibility of a fresh showdown with Western nations, which suspect Tehran wants to build a nuclear bomb. Tehran, however, says its nuclear program is peaceful, intended only for electricity generation. Talks that resumed last month have so far failed to resolve the dispute. More talks are scheduled for later this month. The French government lifted a state of emergency today that was introduced last November to help quell rioting by youths in rundown French suburbs, the country's worst violence in nearly 40 years. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
The state of emergency was imposed on November 8th and was to run through February. The government defended the continuation of the emergency measure by citing the risk of a flare-up during New Year's celebrations. But French President Jacques Chirac made the decision to lift it after a calmer-than-expected New Year. The state of emergency broadened police powers by permitting officers to conduct searches without warrants and impose curfews. Though criticized by the left-wing opposition and civil rights groups, the measure was backed by a majority of French people. The measure is also largely credited with calming the 3 weeks of rioting and arson in French suburbs. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Rhode Island has legalized the use of marijuana for medical reasons, the first state to do so since the Supreme Court decided in June that patients using marijuana can be prosecuted under federal law. The governor had rejected the bill. He said it would put the state at odds with federal law and could make marijuana more readily available. But state lawmakers overrode the veto. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.